This is Mindset Monday, a short episode designed to share some of the tips and tricks that I've learned or I'm experimenting with to conquer my mind, perform at a higher level, and crush my goals. My hope is that these short weekly episodes will help each of you in the same ways. One thing I've learned is that mindset is so key when it comes to performing in life and in business. And your mind's like a muscle. You have to work it out. Some days are easier than others to keep a positive mindset. But the more you train your mind, the easier it becomes to maintain a positive mindset, even on the hard days or when things are not going according to plan. And there are many different ways that one can go about improving their mindset. And that's what I'll be discussing on these episodes. I'll be sharing what I've learned and what I'm currently learning to help maintain a positive mindset and show up every day performing at my best. So with that, thanks for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy this week's episode of Mindset Monday. Let's drop in. Happy Monday. What's going on, everyone? I hope you had a fantastic weekend and you're looking forward to an even better week where you can keep making forward progress down your own path to freedom and crush your goals. I know I'm excited about this week coming up and even more excited about this short episode of Mindset Monday. So a quick thought I want to share with you listening in this week. Just finished an awesome book over the weekend written by Kevin Hart called The Decision. And I'm sure most of you are familiar with Kevin Hart. He's a well-known comedian. He's got stand-up specials on Netflix, but he's also a pretty accomplished author at this point. And you know, his books are kind of right up my alley in terms of stuff that I like to read, including his most recent book, again, titled The Decision. And it's really just Kevin sharing a lot of what, you know, he's been able to incorporate into his life over the years to achieve the level of success that he has. And if you're not familiar with Kevin's story, I would suggest checking it out, and I highly recommend the book. But, you know, he didn't come from, you know, very good situation as a kid. His father was not really in the picture, had a problem with substance abuse. He just wasn't really in a position where he was set up for success as a kid. But, you know, he's applied a lot of hard work over the years. And, you know, he attributes so much of his success to just figuring out how to maintain a positive mindset through everything. And so really everything that he talks about in this book is, I think, very relevant to what I try to talk about here on these Mindset Monday episodes. And in addition to, you know, being a very accomplished actor and comedian, you know, Kevin's an entrepreneur. He started businesses. As I mentioned, he's written books, very, very accomplished. And one particular thing as I was reading this book stuck out to me, and that's kind of what I want to focus on in today's episode. And there's a chapter in the book where he talks about, you know, how to look at failure. And, you know, we've talked about failure quite a bit on the podcast. It comes up pretty often in the interviews that I do with different guests that come on. I've certainly talked about it in episodes of Mindset Monday. In particularly, we talk a lot about the fear of failure and the fact that fear is the single biggest reason that most people don't go for it, whatever it is for them. That's the single biggest reason that people, you know, don't start that business that they've been thinking about starting, or they don't take that trip that they've been wanting to take, or they don't try that new experience, whatever it may be. And usually the fear comes down to being afraid of failure. You know, what if it doesn't work out? What if I embarrass myself? What if I try something and I don't succeed and everyone, you know, sees that and thinks less of me? And so Kevin addresses that in his book, The Decision. And what he kind of recommends is really just a mindset shift when it comes to how we look at failure. You know, and he talks about it. He said the word failure itself has just got this permanent sound to it. And so I actually looked it up. The definition of failure in Webster's is simply lack of success. And that does have a very kind of permanent ring to it. You know, it's like success doesn't exist if you fail. And so what Kevin recommends and what he's been able to do in his own life and career is kind of change his definition of failure. So he recommends, instead of referring to it as failure, think of it as a temporary defeat. And I love that. That kind of stopped me in my tracks as I heard it. And I kind of sat there and thought about it for a while. And it really makes a lot of sense. Again, failure sounds so permanent, like this long lasting result of trying something and not succeeding. Whereas if you shift your mindset and reframe how you think about failure and instead think about it as nothing more than a temporary defeat, that's got a lot less of an impact, at least for me, because it's temporary, right? It's not forever. If you try something and it doesn't work out, that's temporary. Guess what? You get to try it again, and you know one thing that doesn't work. So you know not to try that thing again. You go about it a different way until it does work, right? And you can have, you know, temporary defeat after temporary defeat, but as long as you get back up and keep coming back for more and trying different things until you get the results you're looking for, you haven't failed. And again, this is like a very, I think, kind of subtle reframing of how to look at this, but I think a very powerful shift. And so, you know, that's something I'm going to really try to focus on going forward, is reframing my definition of failure to temporary defeats. And in the book, Kevin gives the example of Thomas Edison and the light bulb, which is, I think, a pretty well-known example where literally he tried thousands and thousands of iterations of the light bulb before he got it to work. And, you know, the quote that Edison used is, you know, I never failed. I simply learned 1,000 different ways not to build a light bulb, or something to that extent. I'm paraphrasing, but you get the point. And, you know, you would be hard pressed to dig into the story of any successful entrepreneur or any successful person for that matter, whether it's an athlete, someone that's very successful in their trade, whatever the case is, that hasn't experienced a significant amount of failure, AKA temporary defeats, on their path to success. What you won't find, though, is stories about people that were successful that let failure stop them, because they probably never reached that level of success to where their story is going to be known if they let failure stop them. So, you know, I think we need to rethink our definition of failure. And so my definition of failure today is if you give up. That's the only time you failed, is if you try something, it doesn't work, and then you just stop trying, you give up. In that case, you have failed, right? That is a lack of success, and that's permanent, right? But if you keep trying and keep coming back and experimenting, learning from your past temporary defeats until you get it right, then that's not a failure, right? That's winning. That's how you get to success. And so my hope is that by rethinking failure and by thinking of it as nothing more than a temporary defeat, then it'll give people the courage to try things that maybe they wouldn't have tried otherwise because they were afraid of failure. So that's my thought for this week. Pretty short and sweet. Again, highly recommend checking out Kevin Hart's book, The Decision. Really everything he talks about in that book is so relevant to Mindset Monday. I took a lot of notes, actually, and we'll probably do at least one or two more episodes around some of the thoughts that he brings up in that book. And he has a great way of kind of explaining it. And it's also hilarious, you know, in true Kevin Hart fashion. I actually listened to it on Audible and he narrated it, and it was hilarious. I mean, I was, you know, mowing the yard this weekend listening to it and was literally laughing out loud. My neighbors probably thought I was losing my mind, but great read. Full of if you like this podcast, it's full of relevant content that I think you'd really enjoy. A lot of it's very easy to implement advice, and it's funny at the same time. So I highly recommend The Decision by Kevin Hart. And, you know, with that, just want to say again, I hope everyone has a fantastic week. Go out, try something new. Don't be afraid to fail. And if you do, guess what? It's nothing more than a temporary defeat. Get back up and try it again. That's all you got to do. If you give up on something that you're working on, only then have you actually failed. So I hope that helps anyone listening to it, feel free to share this episode with someone that you think may get some value from it and may appreciate this message. And go drop in and have a fantastic week, everyone. Thanks. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Mindset Monday. If you got value from this, please make sure to follow or subscribe to the podcast for more great content. And if you'd like additional resources to help you maintain a positive mindset and perform at the highest level, make sure to check out my website, path2freedom.com. Path, the number two, FRDM.com. There you can also subscribe to my monthly newsletter, where I'll be sharing more great strategies just like this. And if you know anyone else that would benefit from today's episode, please forward this on to them and encourage them to listen. And finally, if you or anyone else you know would be interested to speak with me to learn more about how you can get started on your own path to freedom by getting into business for yourself, I'd love to have a conversation. Connect with me on my website or shoot me an email at wes@path2freedom.com. That's all for now. And until next time, go drop in.